Bez Hashem, we're learning Dir Shu Mishman Simin Lamed Vav Sif Aleph. This is Shinam 108, and we begin a big topic, not a difficult topic, but a very important topic, and that is how to write the letters of the Tefillin, the letters of the Mezuzah, the letters of the Sefer Torah. And Sif Aleph will give us some general rules, and then later on, we will get into the halachas of actually how to form these letters. That's what we're going to be focusing on. And if you take a quick look, you'll notice that although we have the whole Aleph Beis here, a lot of the same letters exist. In other words, this, as we've discussed, this is a Yud. The top of the Aleph and the bottom of the Aleph, this is a Yud. And here's your Yud for the top and the bottom. And this is, over here, you go to a Dalet Hey Vav. The Vav is really an extended Yud. See, here's your Yud. You go a little further down, right? It's a lot of the letters are very similar. Here's your Resh. Well, guess what? You take the Resh, and then you put a little longer line to it, and that's your Chaf Sofis. You see that? All of the letters, a lot of the letters are very, very similar. And that's why we're going to have to make sure you write the letter correctly. Because if you write the wrong letter, it's going to be possible. Says the Mechaber on the top of the page, Tzorich Lidaktik, B'ksivas Oisiois. You have to be medaktik. You have to make sure you write the letters correctly. Shloi Tishtane Tzuras Shum Achas Mehen, Loi Tidme La'acheres. No letter should look like a different letter. It has to look like the correct letter. Ulechat Chilo, Yichtoiv B'ksiva Tama, and ideally, we're in the top on the Dirshu edition, page 120. You have to write a complete letter, as it discussed in the Torah and the Shaar Poskim, on the top of the page of 120. V'hu Yadua Eitz LaSeifrim, and it's known by the Seifrim. What does it mean, a complete letter? And we'll discuss this shortly. Miu, second line now, Im Shina B'tzura Saksav Ein Apostle. If one deviated from a little, we'll see a little, from the way the letter is supposed to look, it's not necessarily going to be possible. And we'll explain what that means. We turn now back, and when I say turning back, in some editions, most of the Svarim here are with the regular standard. There are a couple Menukad Svarim, so it doesn't have like the same yours and Reb Lazer's over there. Okay, the bottom of the page, last line. The Mechaber told us you have to make sure you write with the correct letters. V'adin inishtan ha'oyis mitzurasa achar aksiva alidei nekev oikra oitishtus the puzzle. So too, if after you wrote it, if something happened and the letter got ruined, it's going to be puzzle. That we don't say, well, you originally wrote it correctly. If it doesn't look like the correct letter, let's say there was a little rip, there was a tear, something happened to it. Or I'll discuss for a second the mezuzah. If anybody has a mezuzah in a clear case on their front or back door, I want to suggest you get it checked. Because you're going to have the sun. You've experienced this. You have the sun beating on it. If you don't have an overhang over your front door or back door, and it can affect the kashrus of your mezuzah if it's a clear case. You want to get a waterproof cover, a case that is not see-through. So you want to protect the mezuzah. And that's just a good idea. We're turning the page now in some editions. Suras Ha'ois, you have to make sure you have the right letter. He says, Afilu im shinoi atzura ha'yarak b'miktsas ha'ois. Even if the letter changed just a little. Kegoyin shechosa ha'roish shel ha'alef. For example, you're missing the roish of the aleph. For example, look, take a look over here. Let me show you once again. What is an aleph supposed to look like? This is the aleph. You see the aleph? You see the thin line that's connecting it? The top part, you see that? Okay. Now, if you notice over here, if I have to ask you, what is this letter? The dark bold. What is this letter? What are you going to tell me? That's an aleph. There's no question. It's an aleph. This aleph is puzzle. This aleph is puzzle. And if you have a child read it, and the child says, yes, what is that letter? This one right here, the dark bold one. You see that?
Yes.
Right? And the child will say, it's an aleph. Does it help to have the child read that letter? The answer is absolutely not. It does not help. Why? Because in the formation of this letter, it's missing the top section. It's missing the top section.
Yud.
The yud. It's missing the half the yud right over there. Mm. That's what it's missing. So that's why this is going to be puzzle.
always learned that if a child can read it, then it's...
Okay, very good question. Very good question. We're going to discuss those details now, and let me address that right now. So Rabbi Nachum is asking, didn't we learn that if a child reads it correctly, it can be kosher? And the answer is yes, but it depends when. In this case, this letter is 100% looks like an aleph. The problem is, it's missing the proper formation of the yud. When we said that you can have a child read it, that's a case where sometimes you'll have a letter that you're not sure, is it going to be a yud or is it a vav? That's when if the child says that letter is a vav and it's supposed to be a vav, then it's kosher. You know what the sower is going to do? He's going to extend this yud over here, a drop, and come down and make it look 100% great. That's when we ask a child, what does the letter look like? When we're not sure, what is the letter? But if there's intrinsically something invalidating, like this aleph over here, that's going to make it possible. Yes?
We're talking about tefillin here.
We are talking about tefillin here.
The child reading, we were talking about the Torah.
No, it could be also tefillin also.
How many children read tefillin?
No, it's the same question. In other words, my exact case was a mezuzah. No children's right. Reading mezuzah.
More than read tefillin.
Well, it's more the letter that we're going to ask the child, like, what is this letter? That's what we're going to know. By tefillin, but Sefer Torah, by the way, it's not really even a big issue.
That's why I thought.
Because.
Sefer Torah for that issue.
No, because by Sefer Torah, if you're not sure what letter it is, you just erase it and rewrite it.
Right.
But so that whole child, you know, Shaila, will be when it comes to the mezuzah, when you're checking the mezuzah or checking the Sefer Torah. Tefillin. Tefillin or mezuzah.
I think that I've seen people call a child up to the Torah.
You could do that also. That's, let's say, b'shas ma'isa.
Yeah.
B'shas ma'isa. You know, let's say the middle of laning,
right.
And they'll ask a child what letter that is. That's only because they can't fix it necessarily on the spot. Okay. You know, and the question is, do you take out a new Sefer Torah?
Right.
But I was referring to, like, when the Sefer is checking them. So if the Sefer is checking something and you know, Moshe Goodman, made me think of a child, I don't know, but he asked me many times, you know, right over here, what letter do you think that is? You know, what do you, you know, and we would find problems.
Right.
And then he would fix it up. But the Sefer Torah is much easier to deal with because right. You could just erase it. Because by Sefer Torah, let me just repeat a rule that when I want to make sure it's clear. When it comes to writing tefillin mezuzahs, you cannot go out of order. Once you wrote the next letter and you realize there's a mistake in the previous letter, it's over. It's done. You made a mistake, you have to put in the shemus if it can't be fixed, right? In that case. By Sefer Torah, there's no rule that it can't go out of order. You could go out of order when it comes to a Sefer Torah. So, like we discussed the case, my son's bar mitzvah, he was laning. They missed the beis. Remember that? They missed the letter beis. And after Shabbos, they fixed it. They took out the Sefer Torah, put it away, took it on new one. There's a whole letter base was missing.
What's the reason for that?
The halach of writing an order only applies to tefillin mezuzah. Logically speaking, it's a tremendous leniency that could you imagine if you're writing the last parsha of a whole Sefer Torah? Could you imagine the whole thing? I mean, that's probably the reason for it. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a deraisa. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not implement that for us. You know, that's severity.
That's halacha
Moshe Sinai. It's halacha deraisa. I don't know if it's halacha Moshe Sinai, but it's deraisa. That it has to be. No, I don't think it's halacha Moshe Sinai. It's v'hav yosin hiyu. V'ha yu advarim. V'hav yosin. Paskas v'ha yu advarim. V'hav yosin hiyu. It has to be in the order. But that's the order where you write it. That's only by tefillin and mezuzah. It says further in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'afilim atinoik is addressing now Reb Nachum's point. Yikrei lo'ois. Even if the child will read that aleph, in our example, as an aleph, doesn't make a difference. It's still possible. Lo'imahani. Doesn't help. Kevan shonu yoidim she'en tzuras aleh karoi. Because we know that the letter is not the correct letter. It's missing the proper thickness of the yud. Sifkat and gimel. The Mechaber told us that it cannot look like a different letter. Even if only part of the letter looks like a different letter, it's going to be possible. And he gives an example in the Dirshu note. He says, I'm reading this, the Dirshu for a second. Kigoyin she also tag godol b'ktsas agag shelo is kuf. Let's say he made a tag. A tag is the crown that you put on top of the letters, right? Let me just turn to this page over here. These are called tagim. These are tagim by the right. So let's say you put a tag on top of the lam and mem. Where's here? Okay, here's your kuf. Let's say you made a long tag on top of the kuf. You see this? Here's the kuf, a long tag. And then it comes up. It comes up and it looks a little like our lamed. It's causing lamed. You know what's going to happen now? It's going to be apostle. Even if part of the letter looks a little different than another letter. My chavrusa, I sent it on the WhatsApp group. Did everybody see that? My chavrusa showed me that his tefillin, we learned that when you write a letter, you can't have, this is the airspace of one letter, it can't go into the airspace of the next letter. My chavrusa showed me in his mezuzah, a little of the tag, the crown, is entering into that airspace. So, but it doesn't change what the letter looks like. Right? If it changes what the letter looks like, then it's going to be apostle. It doesn't change what the letter looks like, it could possibly still be kosher.
So the tagim are not critical?
Tagim should be written on the letters shatnez, right. Gates.
Right.
But when you write the tag, and even if you put it on other letters, some other letters, don't write it incorrectly that, you know, it will now create a problem.
Right.
And that's what he's discussing here. That if you put a tag on the kuf, like we saw,
right.
And you make it too big, now it looks like a lamed.
But if you put two tagim on the kuf, is that possible or not?
I don't think it's going to be possible. I don't think it's going to be possible. I'm not going to say sure for sure, but I don't think it's going to be possible. Umidivri Agra, earlier we learned from the Gra, he is more lenient, and so too is the Prichadosh in the case that if the letter changes a little, the Gra is lenient. However, the Mishnah brings down later on that we don't pass like that Gra. Okay. Sivkot in Dalet. The Rama told us, Lechatchilo, Yichtoif b'ksiva tama. What does a ksiva tama mean? A complete writing. What does that mean? V'tzalaymar, ksiva tama ushleima b'tmuna sa'oisiyois k'fimashlamdu mi'atamu v'kabolas arishoynim v'alpiyasoyit. A ksiva tama, complete writing, means write the letter the way the Gemara says to write the letter, the way the Rishoynim say to write the letter, and alpiyasoyit, those are the secrets of the Torah. Ah, Reb Baruch is telling us he knows the secrets of the Torah. Oh, okay, fine. I said secrets. You're raising your hand. I thought. I'm sorry. You what?
When I was visiting Ir David.
Ir David, yes, in Yerushalayim.
They show that the ancient script that the Torah used to be written in, and it looks very different than what our Shurik script is now. And the question becomes.
I want to repeat, for those who didn't hear on the recording, the question that Reb Baruch asked was that when he was in Ir David, they showed a Sefer Torah from, Davidic times, right? And the Ksav looked totally different than our Ksav.
Not totally. You could see some letters, but
it looked very different, very different. And so how does that fit in what we have over here? That is a whole sugya, I believe, based in Gemara Megillah. And B'li Nedir one day, Mr. Shem, we could have a share on that, okay? But we're going to go further for now. But it's a whole big discussion. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, it's based on that. Based on that sugi over there. Let's see further now over here in Sif Cotton Hay. So the Rama told us, if you change now, he says, on the tzura, the way it looks, it's not possible. What does this mean? Hainu. Shulaykosa tumunas oyses muskar misfarim. You didn't write the letters that are written in the Svarim. It has to be, the Mesoira has to be intact. The letter has to look according to the Mesoira. And you have to make sure not to write it to look like a different letter. For example, a Dalet cannot look like a Resh. These are letters that are very similar. Dalet and Resh are very similar. I want to show you what that means. Here is your Dalet. And here is your resh. You see the difference? Very, very slight. Okay? The resh is rounded. The resh is more round. The dalid has this square back, and the line of the dalid is actually coming in a drop. You see that? As opposed to the resh, it's flush to the edge. So, I mean, we all know. I was just talking to somebody recently, and on Shabbos, and he says to me, it's a ches. I said, what ches? You mean hey? So ches and hey, we always make mistakes between ches and hey. You know, you look at it different, you look at it quickly, right? These are certain letters that you're saying you have to make sure that it has to be written correctly. The kosher kain shloi shenei lois ache, like we just explained, that shouldn't look a beis and a chaf, sometimes get changed around. V'akavani k'ma shekosav noidi b'Yehuda, the davar she'ein lois shoyrish b'gemara, ein lifso lois avar zeh. Now, once again, a halacha based on the Gemara, that is a higher madrega. So if the psul, invalidating factor, is not based on the Gemara, what makes it not kosher is not from the Gemara, he says don't make it possible because of that. You can still fix it if you possibly can, but don't invalidate it because of that. Now the Mishmur says at the end over here, I'm just going to say it outside for the end of Sif Katan Hey. He says, in order to understand these halachas properly and clearly, I have written this work called Mishnas Sofer. Mishnas Sofer is what we're going to get to over here. This is, if you turn the page, you'll find Mishnas Sofer. Okay, this is the beginning of the letters of the Aleph to the Tav, through the Tav. And he says, I want to make sure you know how to write the letters correctly. I want to make sure you know how the letters have to be surrounded by cloth and you cannot go backwards and forwards. Everything is clearly listed over here in this work called Mishnas Sofer. We now continue on top of the page with Sif Beis. Kol Ois, every letter. Tzricha Leyois Goylum Echad, every letter needs to be Goylum Echad. What does a Goylum Echad mean? Goylum Echad means one piece. The Aleph has to be connected from top to bottom. It cannot have any separation. Every letter besides two letters. What are the two letters that are separated and have to be separated? The Hey and the Kuf. That's right. The Hey and the Kuf. Those are the two letters that have to be separated. And if they're not separated, and if they're touching, it makes that possible. So the Mechaber says, L'kach tzorich liyoiz b'nekudo sh'ala aleph shehi kemin yud, v'nekudo sh'tachter v'yudei hashin v'ayin, v'achari tzadi shehi noigim b'ois. That the letters have to be touching. Every part of the yud has to be touching. And that's what he's showing over here. This is called the nekuda. The nekuda, it has to be touching. These are all called yuds. Yud, yud. And then he calls these, I don't know why Tzemach is asking a good question, why they're not called vavs, maybe just to keep it, you know, all the same. All these yuds have to be touching. And sometimes you'll notice, if you look at the, sometimes an old Sefer Torah, sometimes it's cracking a little. And that's what Moshe Goodman was fixing. When the letters, right over here on the Bima, when the letters were a little, not connected 100%. Okay. The Mechaber continues, and he says that when it comes to the rest of the letters of the hay and the kuf, she'ein ligo haregel begag v'inogo pasol. It should not be touching the top, and if it does touch, it is pasol. And that's the picture he's showing over here. It's a little hard to see, perhaps, where you're sitting, but you notice over here, and see how this is slightly touching? That's what he's saying over here. Nothing should be touching, even the slightest, smallest amount should not be touching by the hay or the kuf, correct. Now,
thank you.
Let's take a look now inside in the Mishnah and Sif Katan Vav. So it says, Ashin ha'ayin, b'chol ha'roshim, the shin and the ayin, of achas, in other words, nothing, everything has to be connected, of achas perish afilu b'yud echod min ha'shin, even if one yud of the shin has three yuds, even if one of them is not connected, it's going to be a problem. So too, if there's a separation in the middle of the letter, it's also a problem. Even if you don't see the separation right away, it's still going to be puzzle. Why? Because it's really separated. You just didn't notice it. You look better, and you'll see it's separated. as opposed to a separation that you see it's clearly separated, that of course you think it's possible, but maybe you don't see it so really so separated. No, that's incorrect. Doesn't help to ask a child what the letter is. Doesn't help. Because you know, the child knows what the letter is. But there's something wrong with it, because it's just not connected. So the Mishmuah is clarifying. When does it help to ask a child what the letter is? When does it help? Only if there's a question, is this letter a Yud or is it a Vav? Is this letter a Resh or is it a Dalid? When he thinks it might be a different letter and he correctly says what the correct letter is, then you can fix it. But if he says it's the wrong letter, when it comes to a mezuzah, when it comes to a tefillin, it's possible.
Why would you ask a child that the sofer should be writing it should realize that?
Oh, so we're talking here when the sofer is checking. Let's say not when he's writing, but when he's checking. Let's say the sofer is checking your mezuzahs, right? Rabbi Bodenheim is going to come in Elul, Rabbi Kokoski is going to come in Elul, and everybody comes to check their mezuzahs. Elul is the time, it's a minig Yisrael to check. So they go ask a child, because... I'm sorry? What do you mean?
No.
The reason why you take the child, not the cipher, is because you want... I'm sorry? Well, it's also a sharp eyes, but you want the child as the unadulterated, you know, he's not going to put the whole word together. The adult looks at the word and he sees the whole word right away. And that was a question, should he cover the letters of four? The child will tell you right away that is a vav, or that is a... I had, in the question we discussed, I mentioned last night as well, there was someone put out a picture, Aleph, Fei, the next letter is supposed to be a chaf, and a chaf, chaf sleifis, right? Two of my children, I said last night, read it as a resh. They said, where's the chaf? What? It's a resh. Ah, but look, it's a resh. If they read that as a resh, it's possible. It's supposed to be apecha, not afer. You hear the difference? It's, right? Okay, so let's just finish over here. Where did we get up to just now? We are... Tinok, right? It doesn't help. Aliday, Tinok mahani v'loloi havi shalai kisidron imatina koroi lois. Well, in yud she'achari etzadi im nikra yud v'nun, if it's a yud and a nun, v'chol zeh ein chilek bein im nasa be'is aksiva il achir siva. In all these scenarios, it doesn't make a difference if this happened when you wrote it, like we said earlier, or happened later on. And this is why you have to have the sofer and check your mezuzahs.
Does the sofer, when he is writing, magnifying glass, or does he do it with his plain eye?
I think sofer are writing with their plain eye. Yeah, your plain eye, yeah. I mean, it's only when you write a very small ksav that is a difficult, you know, but generally speaking, we're going to have, with Mr. Chen, we're going to have a sofer come down and give a whole presentation. I spoke to him last week about it. So, yes, yeah, Rick Kukowski, Mr. Chen. So, fine, we're going to stop here by Sif Kotin Tess, and there's a lot of material on this page, and pick up from here, Mr. Chen, tomorrow. Okay.